And as Don just mentioned, a trip abroad is sometimes a welcome respite for President Bush during times of turmoil at home. But the president's trip to Latin America is not likely to give him much rest or relaxation. Brian Burns reports from Buenos Aires.
Standing just 4 feet away from a burning effigy of U.S. President George W. Bush, 30-year-old Argentine Maria Fernandez doesn't hesitate for a second in calling Bush a terrorist. She adds that Bush is not welcome in her country. Fernandez and several hundred others gathered Friday in front of the U.S. Embassy in Buenos Aires, where they painted the surrounding streets with American flags emblazoned with swastikas. These loud and often violent protests have become the norm when U.S. officials visit the region, especially here in Argentina. A July poll showed that 64% of Argentines had a negative opinion of Bush. That, compounded with the overwhelming regional opposition to the war in Iraq, and you have what may prove to be a difficult 2 days of talks for the U.S. delegation in Mar del Plata.
Perhaps it would be a good opportunity for the Bush administration to show to the region, to the leaders of the region, that he has not forgotten about Latin America.
Ignacio Labaki is a professor of Latin American politics at the Catholic University of Argentina. He says this summit is unlikely to produce any concrete results, especially over the U.S.-proposed FTAA, the Free Trade Area of the Americas. The talks have been stalled over a number of issues, with U.S. farm subsidies being of great concern to Latin American agricultural giants like Argentina and Brazil.
And the FTAA is going to be absent in the summit because for the last 2 years, neither the U.S. nor Brazil or Mercosur have placed great emphasis on the FTAA because they cannot solve their differences in this negotiating process.
Argentina's Deputy Foreign Minister Jorge Tayana acknowledges that FTAA negotiations are at an impasse, but remains confident that the leaders can produce a final summit statement that addresses two pressing regional themes, poverty and unemployment.
In the political preparation, well, we have still have an agenda for discussion of the final draft of the documents, and we are preparing to have 4 days of discussion, but I'm sure that we will find a good consensus and we have a good document for the president.
Perhaps most pressing to the Bush administration is the political shift to the left in much of Latin America. This shift is being led by outspoken Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, whose petrodollars have been wooing other Latin American leaders, such as Argentina's Néstor Kirchner and Brazil's Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. In addition to his presidential duties at the official summit, Chavez will also address the participants of the Summit of the People, the alternative summit that is already underway just outside Mar del Plata. Juan González is one of the organizers.
Porque en realidad encarnamos en Bush toda esa política.
Bush personifies the type of politics that we are opposed to, González says. The Summit of the People says no to the Free Trade Area of the Americas, no to external debt, no to the war in Iraq, and no to poverty.
Partimos de no al ALCA y los tratados de libre comercio.
9,000 security personnel are mounting the largest security operation in Argentina's history. Friday's massive march will keep them on their toes, drawing union leaders, anti-globalization activists, and human rights groups. High-profile marchers will also be there, like Argentine Nobel Peace Prize winner Adolfo Perez Esquivel, and even Argentine soccer legend Diego Maradona. Maradona made the promise to attend the anti-Bush march during a TV interview last week with the one American leader who was not invited to the summit, Cuban President Fidel Castro. For NPR News, I'm Brian Burns in Buenos Aires.